Okay, we move on to Simin Kuf Mem Aleph. In Yayin Nesech, we learn Kuf Chav Gimel, Kuf Chav Dalet, the two main simanim of Yayin Nesech, at least on Nagea today. Now we move to the parts of Hilchas Avodah Zarah. Hilchas Avodah Zarah begins at Kuf Lamed Tes. So before we begin Kuf Mem Aleph, I would like to do a brief summation of a few nekudas of Kuf Lamed Tes which are important. And the truth is, there's one basic set of yediyas that you need to have in Inyanei Avodah Zarah. People often ask if they're allowed to play basketball in the church's basketball courts here on O and 12th, or if you're allowed to park in a church parking lot, assuming that it's not a shaylov, gazelov, so ganeva of some sort. If you can park in the parking lot, or if you can, whatever it is, have benefit of different aspects of a church. So it's important to know the rules. How do you start dealing with the shaylov? There are four avodah zarah items that are osa b'hanah. In other words, there are four categories of Yisurei Hanah associated with Avodah Zarah. And if it does not, if whatever you're talking about does not fit one of those four categories, then it's Mutar B'Hanah. And the four categories are Avodah Zarah itself, which is obviously Asa B'Hanah, the Noy Avodah Zarah, which is those things that are used to decorate the Avodah Zarah, and the Tashmishe Avodah Zarah, the things that are mishamish the Avodah Zarah, whether it's a stand for the Avodah Zarah or the like, and takruvis Avodah Zarah, things that are offered as offerings to the Avodah Zarah.
What is the difference between Noy and Tashmishe?
Noy and Tashmishe are two different things. Tashmishe are things that are used for practical purposes to dress the Avodah Zarah, a stand for the Avodah Zarah, even a feather duster that's used to dust the nose of the Avodah Zarah, whatever they do. That's Tashmishin. Noy Avodah Zarah, something meant to be a decoration for the Avodah Zarah. That includes the entire church that's meant, that's beautified for the Avodah Zarah. That's Noy Avodah Zarah. Takruvis is probably what we come into contact the least. The wafers or the wine, whatever they actually, whatever it means to them, that they offer it somehow as part of the Avodah Zarah. Now those are the four categories of Isurim by Avodah Zarah that are Asa B'Hanah, and there is nothing else. If it doesn't fit one of those four categories, it's Mutter. Now Kuf Lamed Tes, which you don't have in your copies, the first page of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, starts Elil Asura B'Hanah, He, B'Tashmisheha, Unayeha, V'Sikruveseha. That's how it starts. That Elil Avodah Zarah is Asur, it's Tashmishim, it's Noy, and it's Takruvis. So that is the basic idea that you have to have for the Avodah Zarah. There is a chilek, it says, between a guy and a Jew, that a guy's Avodah Zarah is Asur Mishas Asiya, from when it's made even before they're over the Avodah Zarah. Mashenka and the Jews is only Osir from when they're Oivid the Avodah. A Jew makes an Avodah Zarah, he's still not the Cheskas who actually serve the Avodah Zarah. And therefore, by a Jew, it's not Osir Achi Avdenu. But this is the basic idea. Stam Sotis Avodah Zarah, you have to know, because otherwise it keeps on getting confusing. Why is this thing yes Osir B'Hanah and that thing not Osir B'Hanah?
So it's a bit the laws on the back end.
Okay, we'll talk about that. So let's say you talk about the basketball court of the church. The basketball court is not a noi, certainly not the dilapidated fence they have around it here on East 12th. It's not a noi of the Avodah Zarah. It's certainly none of the others. And therefore, if someone wants to play basketball there, there's no Isser Hanah on. There's no Isser Hanah on that.
Can you pay to rent it?
What?
Did you pay them to rent
it's
it out?
It's a separate issue of giving money, which we'll deal with, because it's hard to deal with it in Shulchan Aruch. It depends what the money is used for. And we'll discuss it.
The
what?
The shade of the church.
Okay, so the shade of the church. Okay, let me. I want to go a little beseder, but so the first thing is you have to know this idea. Now I'll get to the shade. It's a din of bitl avodah zarah. Okay, what is bitl avodah zarah? Let's say you're walking in the street, and you see on the floor in front of you a golden avodah zarah, a gold cross studded with diamonds. Looks like it's worth a few dollars. So follow my instructions, because if you pick it up and you coin it, you have to throw it into the Yamamelach or the like. Because it's also about not a cross. We're going to learn later when a cross is. We'll learn a sefalof. When a cross is, I'm assuming it's something that they kiss. What? I'm talking about jewels. I'm talking about something that they hang on the wall and they. We'll get to. Let's see how an avodah zarah in the street. So the proper thing to do is what David HaMelech did. David HaMelech had some valuable avodah zarah. So he waited. He got a hold of a guy, Hushi Arki, I think it was. Was walking down the street, and he got a hold of him, and he wasn't kainit. He didn't take it to be kainit. And he had this guy be mevatel the avodah zarah. He had him a guy who's an avodah zarah could be mevatel an avodah zarah. Bitl avodah zarah. Now an avodah zarah shal yehudi ain le bitl. I love this. Once it's a yid, it gets a din iser hanah, and there's no bitl. But as long as it's a guy's, you can have a guy be mevatel it, and then pashtus it means a guy who's an but it has to be over that avodah zarah. He has to be an over avodah zarah, and then he can be mevatel it. Once he's mevatel it, it becomes mutar b'hanah. And if anybody will tell you still it's avodah zarah, it's not nice, tell him, look, David HaMelech did it. You know, Mr. David HaMelech kept all the chumris, so I can also do it. What? So there are rules later for bittel. Bittel is with a maisa. He spits at it, or he breaks it, or he does something that is not, that normally, that shows the world that he's not machshev as an avodah zarah. So, what? Even though it's not his. Any guy can be mevatel another guy's avodah zarah to make a mutar b'hanah, assuming, I don't know, if the other guy has it in his pocket, this guy's mevatel it, I don't know. But assuming it's under his control, he has control of it, then it's good. So that's the rule of bitl avodah zarah, yes. Either way, as long as the guy does.
Can you pay him?
As long as he does it. Now that is a fascinating shaila regarding the Aztecs and the Incas. I don't know if you remember, if you're like me, I doubt they teach this today. Today they teach more about the African American, the movement for African American freedom. But in our days, we learned about the Aztecs and the Incas. Remember, they were the South American Indian tribes. You didn't? What?
I still can't figure out why they taught us that.
Oh, I'll tell you why. Because it's very interesting, and I get a lot of it. They taught us the mystery of the Aztecs and the Incas is what happened to them. They find their cities not destroyed, and they just disappeared. They don't know what. One of the mysteries of the history of South America is what in the world happened to them. Now, we all know the Lubavitches came on the car of them, and they just had it off. So it's a mystery as to what happened. The question is, they have these totem poles that they used for avodah zarah with all the faces on it. So the question is, are those mutar b'hanah or asur b'hanah? Why? Because there are no Oivdei Avodah Zarah of that sort in the world. But Noam Bepoyel was Mevatalit. They just disappeared somehow. Something happened to them. So the Chazon Ish actually has a piece about this. He doesn't mention the Aztecs or the Incas, but he talks about Oivdei Avodah Zarah that disappeared from the world. And if I recall correctly, he writes that it's Mestaber that that's a bittel, that there are no Oivdei Avodah Zarah that believe in it anymore. That has a din of a bittel, and that's what? It's a problem. Rockefeller Museum, the Jerusalem Museum. I went once, and never went again to the Hebrew. What's it called? The Israeli Museum, where they have the Dead Sea Scrolls, which are fascinating. But So I went to see the Dead Sea Scrolls, which are very interesting, and then we went into the thing. They had an exhibit of all the artifacts of early Christian paganism. That was their special, what they were showing in the Imagine. You know, like in the Vatican, they're going to show, Orthodox Jews things, you know, so yeah, they're showing. So the thing is that that's Avodah Zarah, that's, I don't know, something that's an Avodah Zarah that didn't have Bittul, that came to the Yehudi, is also Bahanor. Now people, what? They have no idea about it. So that Chazanish's rule would still apply if you have the Baal. If you have pagan Avodah Zarah, of which they are not, I believe, I should double check, but I believe the Chazanish says, if there are no Avdim, then it's Mutter. Then it's considered a Bittul, then it's Mutter Bahano, of that sort of Avodah Zarah. Now,
so we can make money selling them.
We're going to get it to sell it.
Yeah.
Okay. What? It says, yeah, I'm not saying the names. Of Shamal Picha. Right. Okay, now, the not well known people, I don't know why people go to Italy to see anything, but people like that. Human beings who like to travel and see things. Apparently, it's considered normal. But they go to cathedrals. People go to cathedrals in Italy. It's a Mechaber Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber later, Kuf Mem Beis, the last Sif, writes, Osa l'shmaya kli shir shel alilim. Not allowed to listen to the orchestra of the church. Oy l'stakel b'noy alilim, kim shenehene b'riya. Or to look at the beauty of the Avodah Zarah, because you have Hanah by seeing it. Now, if you'll argue, maybe that's the Eliel, not the church. So the Berkei Yosef on the side says, "Mekan isim afurish le'nichnasim le'batei avaydes kechavim le'rois b'nayayim." He writes, from here it's an isim afurish for those who go into the houses of worship of avaydes zara le'rois b'nayayim to see their beauty. He quotes Haradak b'haga Esav k'sav yad. So going into these places is an isim. What? Well, going in is a iser. Going into a church without having hana is aser als marisayin. The iser of going into a church is also because of marisayin. That's why when they have voting in a church, or they have Weight Watchers, or people call me about something or other anonymous, where they have meetings in a church. If it's not at the time that they're Avodah Zarah, and it's not in the sanctuary, which typically that's the situation, so there's no marisayin, so then it's a then it's okay. As far as I know, the churches in New York open their doors Sunday morning, and their holidays. The rest of the week, there's no marisayin that people are going in. Anyway, that's a separate. That's a, not a shavuot. It's a daraisa. So it has to be, we have to know that Christianity is an Avodah Zarah for Jews, l'kuli alma. There's no machlaikis. Shittuf is awesome. The machlaikis, if Christianity is Avodah Zarah, the Truma Sadeshen that talks about, if Christianity is Avodah Zarah, it's a shiloh, it's Avodah Zarah for a guy. The context of where the Ramah brings this Truma Sadeshen, it says in Shulchan Aruch, in Archaim, you shouldn't start a partnership with a guy, because he's going to have a disagreement, and he's going to swear in the name of his Avodah Zarah, the guy. And lo yishama picha, you're making a guy swear b'shem Avodah Zarah. In that context, the Truma Sadeshen says that since for a guy it's not Avodah Zarah, so to have him swear in his trinity, that's not, shittuf is not also for guy. But I shouldn't be confused that for yidden, it's a Avodah Zarah. Islam is not Avodah Zarah, it's apikorsis. It's a mummer. It's not, it's taka different. It doesn't have the
Surya. That depends whether you can use a Christian to be mevatel Avodah Zarah.
A Christian could be mevatel, a Christian across, that he could be mevatel.
It's not
Avodah Zarah. But the idea of Bittul is a. He could. But he could still be mevatel. It's not shalik. He mevatel the cross.
Okay.
Vittel just means that he's the Christians are the one who give this its significance, so they can take off the significance.
No, it could him. It's not. It could be mevatel
because.
Why
But the question is, if a non-Oyver Avodah Zarah guy, if he could be Mevatel, the Ger Toshav could be Mevatel.
If he doesn't believe in it,
is that true that a Ger, that somebody who Beshita doesn't believe in it could be Mevatel? I'm not
yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
The only thing
that's
is
the case,
maybe
you're right.
You're implying that maybe he should have believed it in the past.
The power that he has.
Yes.
It's from the fact that he was.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, please, that blame on Mevatel, and I'm the question.
Oh, yeah.
Why would I mevatel? You're mevatel the noi. If it's a noi, it's a noi. If it's not a noi, it's not a noi. The bittel works for avodah zarah. No, it says in halacha that takruvus avodah zarah doesn't help noi. What's your makriv? It's makriv. You mevatel avodah zarah. Now, if the noi is not a noi of avodah zarah anymore, nachinami. The binyan is a dinai. It says so mafurish that the whole binyan. It says it here in this Pirkei Yosef. The kan aser mafurish and chasal abate avis kavim leresh binyan.
No longer a functioning.
I mean, it's just a museum now.
There are
my assumption. My assumption is that it's still aser. The lashon of the Chachma Sadam. I didn't bring a copy. Is that binyanim are both noi and tashmish avodah zarah? That's what he says. You're saying when it's not used, I don't think that's bittul. Your bittul is your mevatel avodah zarah. Maybe it's no longer a noi. Maybe you're right.
When many years ago, they had the
So I mentioned earlier, there's a Chazayin Ish that talks about obsolete Avodah Zarah. I didn't look at it now. My recollection is that he says, if there are no Oivdim, that it's Mutter. That's my recollection. Yeah, okay.
There are places in Europe where the churches are basically almost museums.
My question is the word almost. Are they also used as churches? Then they're Avodah Zarah. Even though 99% of the people who walk in are yeah, for sure. I would think so. I think for sure it's a bittul of the Avodah Zarah that was there. Memela the noi. If they're mevatel the Avodah Zarah that's there, then the noi of that automatically becomes mutter. Now it's a noy of a non avodah zarah. So, what? They have services there. religious ceremonies. If they have religious ceremonies, it would seem to be an issue. It says selling. No. It says by Hilchis Bittel, it says in Afkamina, it says just selling it is not, I think it says he sells to a yid, it's different. Just selling is not, because he assumes the buyer is going to continue to be Ovid, the Avodah Zarah.
So, why can
you buy a person that's in control? Because it's no longer. You can't take the Avodah Zarah, but it's no longer Noi Avodah Zarah. If they make it Ois Noi, it should be Mutter. Now let me see what it says. The Dinei Bittul is Kuf Mem Vav. Okay, first of all, I want to correct if I said Oyver Kachavim Mevatel Alilim Afal Pisha Eina Shalai. That I said that's Yigim Mevav Vayzarv is not yours. A Kufman Vav Hey Vafilu Eina Oyver LaOisay Alilim. Even if he's not an Oyver of that Avodah Zarah, Vafilu Bakarchay Vachiyeda Betiv Alilim. He has to know about Avodah Zarah. Katan Vishaita Misha Eina Oyver Alilim Gan Ger Toshav En Yichal Levatel. So somebody who's not himself an Ovid Alilim Kin Yishmeilim Shein Ovid is Chavim and Yichel Levatel. That's what I said earlier. A guy who's not an Ovid Avodah Zarah, a Christian Levatel across. Because he's the one who gives the chashivas, he's the one who's mevatel. Shaila me, a Christian can be mevatel idol. That'll be a shaila, but...
Gabi Shit is
the Gaima Mitzvah and Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. One of them is Avay Dezara. Yidna also Mitzvah in Shema Yisrael, Hashem Alakeinu, Hashem Echad is a Mitzvah Saseh, to believe in Achdus Hashem, that God is, it doesn't have a Shutif. It's hard for us in our day to understand why Goyim had a big Yetzahara to believe that there are partner gods in heaven. Thus it sounds ridiculous. The concept of a god is a god that can do anything, an omnipotent god, and he can do whatever he wants. And we don't say Shutfis, but there was a big Yetzahara to believe in Shutfis because of the conflicting Tov and Ra in the world. And Rabbi Kushner in his book on why bad things happen to good people comes to that conclusion, there must be two gods. So there was a certain Yetzahara to believe in two gods. It's hard for us today to understand it, but the point is that a yid is mitzvah Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and a guy is only mitzvah like the Trusadesh, like the Shita, that holds that guy even that mitzvah is Shituf, as long as they believe in a Bairi Olam. So if they believe this in Mishagas, the Bairi Olam had a baby and the baby became God, so I don't know today if the Goyim, to me it sounds like they only believe in the baby, not in the father, but so
he retired.
And it says here Machra. I see, this is the answer to your question. It says machra a mashkina, if the guy sold or gave as a mashkin, his avodah zarah, filu l'tzayrif Yisrael, even to a Jew who melts down metal, and kosher tzayrif akum, of oil Yisrael achashe einay tzayrif, loy batla. It's not considered a bitl Yisrael to a Jew. Yesh matirim b'tzayrif Yisrael, some say if he melts it down, it's matir. But the Ramah says, misham shev yitzichavim, Imachrai have a bittle. If it's not the Avodah Zarah itself that he's selling, it is a bittle. Because now it's not Mishamish the Avodah Zarah anymore. So I suppose that's the din.
So wait a second. So what about Avraham Avinu? He could have broken, when they broke the bond, he could have sold it. It was no longer his bittle already.
But Avraham Avinu behaved like a Jew. He was a Jew. Okay, so we're going to discuss the cross in a minute in the Ramah. We're going to get to it, hopefully. All right, so these are some of the basic ideas. Yes? They use a church for assemblies. The assembly is the same as the voting there and anything else. If the room, it's a shalom arisai, and if it's not the room, the sanctuary in which they do their prayer, it's a different room. A different room is mutter unless there's marisai. Yeah, machalik to the sanctuary. If it's in the sanctuary, it's a problem. Sanctuary. So I don't think the sanctuary. No, I can't have enough in the sanctuary.
It's more than Marisai.
To have enough from the sanctuary and from the decoration of the sanctuary, that's a problem. To go to the basement and vote, that's a chas. I'm saying, but to go to the basement and vote, that's only. It's in the main sanctuary. No, in the assembly room, not in the sanctuary. Yeah. The basement is not considered a decoration of the Avodah Zarah. I don't think so. The building might be, but the basement rooms are not. So it's a marisai. It is a marisai issue. If you go during a time that they don't have services, that's the heter. If it's not a. I was never there. I don't know. They say that everything's there, but who knows? If it's not a noy avodah zara, it's not mishabshei avodah zara, it's not takruvus avodah zara. Now, what? Oh, so we're going to deal with the clock later. The clock, if it's a noy avodah zara, is also bahana. It's going to be discussed. The there's one other class of shaylas that comes up by avodah zara, and people often call with a shayla regarding doing business with a church. Somebody who's hired to expedite for the church or to do whatever it is for the church. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva regarding an architect that was being hired to do architectural plans for a church. It's in the first volume of the Igros Moshe, tshuva samaches. He says building a church is also, you're building the Nayavai Dazar. But drawing the plans for it is a Misayaya in by Mamish. Misayaya from beforehand, he says, is Mutter. But then he writes, essentially, that that's not a parnasa for a good Jewish boy. He writes that you didn't try to shy away from this type of a parnasa. And since he didn't try to attempt to shy away from this type of avodah zara, we should. He advises the person to stay away from it. Although he says that it's mutter. People sometimes have shaylos which are not related to the noy. The church wants someone to make a pension plan for the workers, so that's certainly mutter. I don't know if even the chumra of Ramesh at the end, because it's not you're not being misayeya for the building of the church. So that type of a thing would be mutter. If you need a bar mokim, that's, I guess, the Igros Moshe is a bar mokim. Redoing their bathrooms. Depends if that's a place where they worship. You know, at a Baal Torah, it might be a problem. But, it's,
I don't think that's right.
Yeah, okay. Okay, let's...
The jewelry
is the Ramon Sefalov, so we're going to come to that. Right, these are the few nekudas that I wanted to I wanted to begin with, and now we start with Sif Aleph. Kuf Mem Aleph, Sif Aleph. All right, the Mechaber's case does not come up often, but there's a Machlokes Shach and Taz here, which is basic. So let's turn the Mechaber first, Rama, which on the other side we'll get to second. If you find an idol, or we're going to learn later, a cross, if it's something that their oved, whatever their avodah is included in tzlamim. Kol tzlamim shel avodas kechavim, hanimtzaim bikfarim asurim. You find it in a kfar. The kfar is a hick town. You find it in a hick town. What do they do in a hick town? The stamal l'shem alilim nasu. They don't make these things for decoration. They don't spend time beautifying the city. They don't spend money making statues just for beauty. So now here, the language is important. It's a stamal l'shem alilim nasu. It means you don't know. Stama, it's made for alilim, which is mashma. If it's a suffix, if it's a regular suffix, it would be mutter. It seems. Stama l'shem alilim. The mitzias is that stam is made l'shem alilim, so it's asur. Sounds like it will be a 50-50 shayla. It would otherwise be mutter. Let's wait. A tselem of an avodah zara. You can have a cross. It could be made for beauty, for just a city decoration, or it could be made to use to bow to it. So. Okay, again, I want to explain noi. One of the four things is noi. It means noi of an avodah zara. I have an avodah zara that I know is an avodah zara, and to beautify it, they put up decorations, a tree, lights, a building. All these things are noi of an avodah zara. So if you have Xmas lights on a church, you don't have a no. If you have Xmas lights on someone's house, even though they're meant to remind them of the avodah zara, that's mutar b'hano. When it's a decoration of a church, so noi means a noi of an avodah zara. However, let's say a guy makes himself a Buddha statue, and he's not using it as avodah zara, it's a decoration, a cute-looking fellow. So he's putting it up as a decoration. Or which business is it that has the Buddha, one of the investment houses doesn't have a Buddha as its, no? Maybe I'm old. It's been a long time. But anyway, if they have one of these Buddhas to bow down to, that's Avodah Zarah. If they have it just as a cute decoration, so then it's noy, not noy of Avodah Zarah, it's noy of the house. And then, in 1 minute, and then it's Mutar Bahanah. What it says here is that if you find one, and you don't know, was this one made to bow down to? Or was this one made as a decoration? So it says, if you find it in the Kfarim, Asurim, the Stamal Shem Alilim Nasim. Because in Kfarim, they don't spend money on statues for decorations. If you find a statue, they probably did it for Avodah Zarah. Hanim Tsoim, that's a Kfarim. Fahanim Tsoim, Bikrachim, Mutarim, the Vade Lanai Nasu. You go into a city, they spend money on decorations. You go and you see a statue in the city. So that, it's interesting, it says, Vade Lanai Nasu, Elaim Kein Oindim Al Pesach HaMedina. They used to put an Avodah Zarah on the entrance to guard it, and that they considered an Avodah Zarah. If Hoya Biyara Tzura, this is the first mission, the fourth parak of parak of Bishmal in Avodah Zarah, there were specific tzuras that were known to be Avodah Zarah. A figure holding a tzuras makal, a stick, which is an indication that it's going to beat up their enemies. A tzipar, or a bird, whatever the bird meant. A kador, or a bull. A sayif, or a knife, a Torah, or a crown, a tabas with a ring. Now there were certain surahs that were known to be Avodah Zarah. So that's Aser. And Masha'en Kein, otherwise in the city, we assume it's made L'Shem Nai. Now an aside, Yerushalmi is quoted by Tosfos there, and Daf Mem Aleph in Avodah Zarah. He says, why Kador? Why, what's the significance of a ball? Today in basketball, you know what the significance of it is. He said, what's the significance of a ball? So he says, because the ball represents the world. And since it represents the world, the Avodah Zarah is holding the world. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, in Ezagois, in the back of Avodah Zarah, writes, from here you see that it's ridiculous what they say, that the Goyim in ancient times thought the world was flat. Because we see, back in the time of the Mishnah, the time of the Mishnah is more than 2,000 years ago. That not only the Jews, but the Goyim held that a ball was the world, was the globe. Now they teach us in school that in 1492, everyone thought the world was flat and you're going to fall off the edge. Until Columbus had the courage to sail. But it's not so. Now it's interesting, Yaakov Emden's Lashon is, Mekan, that the Yidden always knew the world was round. So that gets me, because it's not a raya the Yidden do. It's a raya the Goyim do. The Goyim, what? The Goyim made a Kador as an Avodah Zarah. What? Now that Gemara is the heavenly sphere. The traveling of the sun, the Gemara talks about that the Goyim said the sun goes under the earth and it comes up in the morning on the other side. Now even if the world is flat like a table, the sun could go around and come up on the other end. But you know the world is round for two reasons. There are two reasons any Baal Seichel knows the world is round. A, anytime there's an eclipse, you see the shadow of the world against the moon. So you can't prove that it's a sphere, but you see that it's round. At least you can see that generally round. I don't know. Maybe. Or, oh, you knocked off one. Or, when you see a boat sailing off on the horizon, the boat slowly disappears below the horizon. You suddenly see only the sail, and then the sail slowly disappears. It's obvious to an observer that the Earth is round. So it fell off gradually. Okay, what? But we're saying that the Goyim made the ball as a simon of the world. The Goyim made this ball to symbolize the world. Yeah, Jews know, the Goyim knew. Everybody knew. Okay, they all knew. Shtei trei koli loy mishtami. It says when it's chaviv trei koli mishtami, but it's still too... Yeah. No. Again, that's what he asked before. Noy of an Avodah Zarah is aser. But noy of your house, and you use an Avodah Zarah to make a decoration, you understand the difference? That's different, yes.
Real, they have to use Zarah, not Mount.
You have to, if it's a shmira, and I assume that it's something they believe has some power, then it's aser. If it has a kayach of it, then it's an avodah zara. If it that's aser, that says they talk about the things they hang on the wall. So we're going to see. We're going to see in a minute. The Ramah actually talks about the neck necklaces with the tail. Let's see in a second. In a second. In a few seconds. No, the entrance is mutter.
Entrance is
mutter, unless it's one of these specific.
It's not just by the entrance.
Right, right. Right, now here there's an important machloike shachintaz. It's a kloliistic shaila about what to do by sfeikis. If you find something, you have no clue what it is. What do you do by a suffix? Now the shach is clear, the taz is less clear. Shach aleph. Shach aleph says ikalamedik diyuka deresha ad the sefer. I can ask a stira, the shach says, a diyuka deresha ad the sefer. The beresha kamar, the resha was awesome. Bereisha ka'amar de mistoma habasafik mutarim. In the Reisha it says that mistoma it's one way. If I say it would be a safik, it would be mutar. A bona fide safik, there's no assumption, then it's mutar. Besefer ka'amar de vadai l'noi nasu habasafik asurin. So it seems to be a stira de mashmais ha'reisha, mashmais ha'sefer. Nires, what's the shachsachra? De Bereisha kushta de milsa ka'amar. Tell you the truth, the fact of the matter. The mistama darkeak farim shalai lasis lanai el shem alilim. The fact of the matter is that stama they make it lalilim vinachinami besafik im nasul l'shem alilim aylanai asurim to be in the dafka lameda bavade shnasul l'shem nai kedamer b'seifa. It's a very important psak. His psak is that when you have sveikis, it's a sub deresh l'chumra, and you need that bavade nasul l'shem nai, as it says in the seifa chemuchik b'torain shem chedas aprisha. So basically, this is what he's. That's the psak of the shach. The shach says sveikis arasa. That's what we would understand. And mainly, what's the stira of the ratio of the sefer? The ratio kushta kamer. Just telling you the way it is. The problem here is taz beis, which is somewhat problematic. Let's see the taz. Stamal shem avitz kachavim nasu, betur kasa bezeh. Kiven the suffix of this kachavim asura, the stama. Yesho tamaya. Kiven the mistama have a kain, lomalei atam desfeka l'chumra. Why is he saying, who's he quoting? The Tor. That suffix asura, if it's stam that way, so memela it's asur. He's coming in the opposite direction. Why are you saying suffix is asur? You have a better reason. Stama it's made for that. Right, kasha. Mashama akach bekrochim, devadei l'noi nasu, lomi yevadei. Hanami be'efshur, hu shenas l'shem avedis kachavim. Why do you assume an avadois? Hanami, it never happens at all in the krachim they make it l'shem avodah zarah. So v'nira, here's the sheet. Afopi the safek goes chavim l'chumra. That's like the shach. Even though safek goes l'chumra, generally makamaka. Kol sheyesh svara lehetu leiser roi lahakel. If you have a svara to say, like an umdina to say one way. If you have them only to say one way, it's mutter. Or it's also whatever the undin is. Why does he have svaras both ways? We don't attribute iser misafik. He says we don't stam make svekis l'chumra. It has to be ischasik isura. Okay. Since in the cities, it's mistaver that it's made l'noi. Therefore, we're not mazik the emach sekinan lahay svara levadai. I think he means. Yeah, what should it be? Anan mazakinan lahay svara levadai. Even though it's possible differently. We are magzik this svara to be a vadai. Kivish yesh lo siyu amakach mezakin anisura. Since lemezakin anisura, and we have an umdina, so therefore we're mekel. Abu Kfarim Dain Derchlasai Silinai, and Kane High Svar Lois Khovin Nasa Hubishava and Sada Heted Lishnaim, Yesh Reya says a svar both ways. Lissa Yesh Tira Demasakina Nissa. Lita Yesh Tira De Dechlasis Lunai. Abishnaim Shavin Misveka Azin Lukhov. So the Taz here is a bit complicated. He's masking this Adina Safik Lachumra. He throws in the concept of Lai Masakina Nisura. Now normally Lai Masakina Nisura is when you have something the Cheskes Heter. Lai Masakina Nisura, we don't say it changed. That's usually the way we say Lai Masakina Nisura. Here he's saying that when you have a Svara to hang your hat on, you have a Tzad in Svara, then Lai Masakina Nisura. That's the way the words say. So now I assume that this is a machlekes shach and taz. Now I didn't find that someone should call it a machlekes shach and taz. I looked around. There is a tshuva in the Michas Elazar about someone who bought. The tshuva is a chelik beis. I think it was tshuva chav beis. About someone who bought some type of a of something that goes on the wall in the house that was made by goyim, and the question was whether he's allowed to sell it, whether we assume it's an avodah zarah or it's just a noy. He paskins there that Sveikil Chumra, you shouldn't buy such things. You shouldn't do business in these things. It's a Safik. He brings the Shach. He writes that in his Shoyal had already bought these things. It was a Hefsin Meruba. So he writes, but Hefsin Meruba, you could be Simach and the Taz, and you could be Meikel. So from that, Michas Eloz, I see that it's a Machalik Shach and Taz, which it appears to be. So he says, the Shach just says straight out, if you don't have a Raya to say that it's Mutter, it's Sveikel Chumra. The Taz says, no, you don't need proof. As long as you have a Tzad Svara, that it was made, that it's not an Avodah Zarah, that's good enough. He talks there about the fact that the manufacturer who sells it, you're not buying it from a person, a guy who had it in his house. You're buying it from the manufacturer, so he's mitzadeh, that the manufacturer, there's a Svara to say, he doesn't care. He only cares people buy it. So he just sells it, even though he himself is an Avodah Zarah. He's doing it to sell. There's a svara to say that he doesn't make it an Avodah Zarah. The buyer has a choice. They could use an Avodah Zarah, they could use it as a night. No. So Memela, he's Simech with that svara on the Taz, Olay Masakin and Isura. No. So my point is, just for future reference, the Shach says a Klal Sveikai L'chumra. The Taz says that when you have a Tzad L'hakul, we use these words, Olay Masakin and Isura, and you can be Mekul.
We pass by the Shach. When they cut it, I guess it was done.
Well, there, it's the Isrim hold that the here is Takruvus Avodah Zarah. They hold that the here is cut L'shem Avodah Zarah. The Mekilim hold, I'm not sure at all hold, but some of them are arguing that the here is not Takruvus. The cutting is an act that's done L'shem Avodah Zarah. But the here itself, Haraya, they bundle it up and sell it. They don't consider it Takruvus Avodah Zarah. So the Mekilim are arguing that even if the cutting is an act of service to the Avodah Zarah, the hair is not Takruvus. So you can't cut without having hair, but the hair is garbage.
I thought they cut it, give it to the church, and then the church sells it.
They cut it, give it to the church, and sells it. Contribution to the church is not usur. Someone makes a contribution to a church, that's not noy, it's not Takruvus, it's not a... There's no bitl on Takruvus. Takruvus of Avodah Zarah is no bitl, right? Bitl is only on the Guf of Avodah Zarah. Now, I don't want to get bogged down with the church, Shaul. Yes?
Right.
It's apikorsis. It's not Avodah Zarah. See, that's apikorsis. That's heresy. But it's not Avodah Zarah. Now they have started to use this language that this is within the scientific community. They use the language that evolution is a religion too. Can't prove evolution. See, do you believe in it? A matter of faith. A funny thing. Believe in evolution? A matter of faith. Or don't believe it as a matter of faith. But nevertheless, halachically, it's apikursis. It's denying God's existence. It's not a. That's right. That symbol is it's apikorsis. It's not Avodah Zarah. It's not us about
that. The Rav mentioned several times that when the Taz speaks, he's a parish on the tour. It also says the tour.
Yeah.
We really say it's a focus shach and a taz, because the taz is really going on the Torah.
Still, we usually take the words of the taz as halacha. I mean, if he said an opinion, we usually take it as halacha. All right, so this is our Hagdama. As I told you, the Mechaber doesn't come up too often for us. However, this Ramah, if you turn the page, does. So I have to tell you, there's a girsa that has to be changed. You probably have it in yours, Rav Yosef. What? The Ramah says, Tzurai shemishtachavim loy. That's funny. Surais, loy, suras. Suras is an adjective. Anyway, sura shemishtachvin loy, dinai kidin selim. Anything that they bow down to is like the avodah zarah itself. Fasa b'loy bittel, it's us unless the guy is mevatel it. It's easy. What's the chiddush? That even though it's not the avodah zarah, might be a reminder. In other words, if it's in the church and they have a reminder on their keychain, but if they bow to it or do any other form of avaida to it, so that's also avaida zara. Yeah, okay. Shesiverev. I thought it's aval oisam shesiverev. It's not after aval oisam.
Sura
shesiverev, it says.
No, not sura.
Shesiverev, okay. Here, the girsa, I looked in the yeshiva in the Lemberg Shulchan Aruch years ago before they had these new ones. The Lemberg Shulchan Aruch has it, the Dakachuvit Sechens brings that the girsa here should be Tzura Shesi Ve'erev or Shesi Ve'erev Shemishtakvel. He's talking about a cross. They took it out because of the sentences. It's interesting, Shesi Ve'erev, it says Shin Vav Ayin with Shrechloch. Looks like Shulchan Aruch. Shemishtakvel. I'll tell you a funny thing, there was a shul here on East 18th. An old rabbi, Big Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Ashkenazi, in the basement, there was a minyan in the basement when I moved in. That was sort of the evolution of this shul. So here, there were a lot of old svarim. I was once there, and there was on the mizrachvant, it was a bookcase with a lot of old svarim. I think there may have been a curtain in front of it. There was a bunch of them with shin ayin on the side. It was bound by black tape, and it had written in white magic marker, shin ayin. So I assumed. So one day I pull one out. What was it? It was a collection of all of the writings of Shalom Aleichem. On the mizrachvant in the shul, you know. And a collection of all his writings, not in Russian, it was translated to Hebrew. And so that's very strange. Anyway, the Ramah says, Avol, Oy son, Shetoylem Bitzavar. Now again, this means the crosses that they wear as necklaces, shetoylem b'tzavor, lizikaron. It's made to remind them of their religion. Loy mikri tzelem umutter. That's not called a tzelem. It's not, as Shach says in Vav, Hainu b'yodua shalei yishtachev alai, the Shach l'shitasai. Shach calls a suffix is awesome. So says, hi, this is when it's known that. How could you know for sure? They never bow to it, but it means you're reasonably certain that he didn't bow down to it. So here it means a necklace which is used as a reminder of Avodah Zarah, and it's saying here that is something which is mutar b'hana. So the idea of people selling these necklaces. It's mutter. A yid to sell it is mutter. He knows for sure that the thing he's selling was never an avodah zarah before. He's not selling it for uses in avodah zarah. It's generally used as a. The question is, if in kissing it, it's an act of avodah zarah. I don't know. I'm not sure what the answer to that is. It's control you in my study. I have on the table a Shulchan Aruch. It's right there in front of the computer. I have something.
The
statues. Those statues are noyav and avodah zarah. They don't bow to it because they don't believe. They what to it? No. Oh yeah. That I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, Vesach Nish. If it's Avodah Zarah, it's Avodah Zarah. If it's not, it's not Avodah Zarah. It's very little different. And here, I would like to just talk to you about crosses in general. You know, many people who write a T will not write a cross. They're careful to round out the bottom of the T. There are people who will not cross their fingers because they're making it Salem. Plus signs, they will not write it completely. That's what I needed. Some people... A regular tie is a cross. It's what they hung him on. That's a good thing. I want to read to you, but don't leave in the middle, because I'm reading two things. They're both in Darkei Tshuva. One is Gimel and one is Dalet. They're like Rochek Mizruch Mimariv in their attitude towards this type of thing. I read the more interesting one first. In Dalet, this is the Darkei Tshuva, the moon catcher. He brings from Tshuvas Bar Levi, Chelek Yeridaya. Shenishal beir echad shasu chaloyne shal beisakneses, b'derech sheha chaloyne is bein hatablin shal zechuchis, shebein hatablin shal zechuchis, shehein b'shnei avareyem b'chaloyin, v'ayfin shenirik k'dvoshes iver. They have like four window panes, and in between there's a tzelem. B'chaloyin v'ayfin shenirik k'dvoshes iver. Chochem echad irer. What's up to break the windows? It's not the tzelem. It's not means you want to break the tzelem. V'siyokam esayel evi raya, me'achoyger yishmael. He brought a raya from the Arabs. Shenosam pekuda lebal yasu chaloynes kein. The Arabs don't let them make these windows because they consider it to be a tzelem. V'huzal, the sefer balivoy, matche dvar b'shtei yadayim. Demnechesh lezeh eich neichol roish dog, shekoyrin hecht. Some fish. Anybody know what the fish that is? A half fish. Pickerel. Shenase b'roish hadagahu etzem shegidu like a mashasi v'erev. When you open the fish, it's also got a tzelem in it. Sheishnaiger shaloi loichloi mehe tamas. Some people don't eat it for that reason. B'minik shtus. Vein lochush lezeh. Yishtakei adama v'loi nemar. Vein mevi yirayim in ha-shaitim. Vein kad shum beis nechush klal. Chem b'ni yidang. Shidase l'shem noi. Shia mitzvah say shava mishnei avareim. It looks nicer. Hechnasa rak lenoi. V'noi de lakol shein derech ha'akum laved oisai. We know they don't bow down to window panes. So because there, so b'va they ain't shom chashash esse. That's one piece.
When they built this hotel in Bonaparte,
yeah.
I remember reading someplace that they purposely didn't put in windows that have a
chassis. Have chassis. All right, so let me finish. That was in Dalet. In Gimel, it says the following. It brings here, I'm b'sefer shari rachmim, b'kisvei agayim v'chaim v'lozhina, shekosev b'shem agro, dav shemedino kaimelon, d'bedova sheyedu v'viru she'ein nevod d'butalu kuliyam. Something that it's known with certainty, it's not an avodah zarah, it's certainly permitted, afilu b'mechubadim, even if it's something nice, mekol mokayim l'chatchilo yesh lizayir, v'akein hizir. He mentions here three things, I don't know what all of them are, shashualim shel hatilip, Yeah, hatseva ba'alach sein. Something with a plaid design. The plaid should be at an angle. K'desh lo'inir ha'shasi ve'erim. V'chein ha're'emim shel chaloinos. Yeah, ba'alach sein. I guess he means these window panes. Dafka. V'chein ha'shtepin shel ha'begodim. It sounds like plaid clothing. Yeshlasis ba'alach sein. She made it like an X. Ayin sham bi'am edvar deba'is ha'ba'alach sein. Ayin sham chashash. And he says that therefore it's mutter. It's known that the stipler was very makbid on anything that had a plaid design or only in the Bnei Brak, they made a tumult about the telegraph poles that were straight up and had one across. I don't know what they did exactly to fix it. They made two instead of one. They put it on top. But the Grandics are very makbid on this. And he says, Afmi Shadina Mutter. But they, yeah.
Some graduation gowns that have a lifted
hood. The hood? But is the gown... But is the gown the Avodah Zarah itself? It's just what the monks wear. So what monks wear is not necessarily also. Now you're not allowed to wear Begadim Shel Avodah Zarah. A person is not allowed to get dressed up on Purim as a nun or as a priest. The Begadim, those wearing those Begadim are Aser. But the gowns that no one thinks that these guys are monks, everyone knows that it's a graduation gown, I would think is okay. About the what? Which are good? Yeah. Oh, really? Heinz again. Okay. What should I tell you? I'm showing you that at least in the... What? The things... Look, I don't know how vite this Chumrah goes. He says, Beferish, it's not Medina. But obviously the Gra apparently held that there's some Kayach HaTumah in the form of Vishasi Veirut. So he said to avoid it. He said to... Even though it's not, he says, after Medina Mutter. But he said to avoid it. You know... Fabric. Well, you have to look like this. I don't know if that's what it means. These three examples are things that are obvious. They're not obvious of a desire. They're obvious of plan design of some sort. So that's what he's saying. Now, there are tshuvas, for example, Ramesh has a tshuva by using stamps that have a Shesi Ve'ariv. They have the Xmas stamps every once in a while that has a Shesi Ve'ariv. The Satmas Forum, they have about the ones with the Bogan David, if you're allowed to use them. So the Shesi Ve'ariv, Ramesh says that it's mutter. It's not more than a reminder, this Ramah. He says, when you use it, what do? They stemple, you know, they obliterate it, they mess it up. So Ramesh says that there's no shalom using it. But this is an Indian. Now, there are tshuvas about the grave markers, the cross grave markers. And this becomes somewhat complicated. When they have it Salem, you've seen the usually the military... Veterans Day just now, probably the president took a picture of us. They took a picture of him in one of the in Arlington, and one of the grave markers are Tselems. They're straightened out at Salem. What is that? Is that a noi, just a decoration of a grave, or is that somehow a meaningful religious piece of religious? They have a Jewish stuff for the Jewish ones. That's because in America, everybody's, you know, in America is cuckoo with these things. But it doesn't prove the meaning. You know, in New York City, years ago, because Orthodox Jews can't move their cars on Yom Tif, so there's no alternate side parking on Jewish holidays. It makes sense, because Jews can't move their cars. So to be fair, they made already the Catholic holidays, there's no alternate side. Now they made other Muslim holidays. So, you know, is that called Nehenna from the Goyim? I don't know, but why? Why in the world should there be no alternate side parking on Easter? The Goyim drive on Easter. It makes no sense, but in America everything has to be the same. So just because the grave markers, they're going to put a Magen David by Jews, and a Magen David has no religious connotation, just a decoration, doesn't prove that by the Tselem it has no religious connotation. And what? It identifies the religion. So if it's just an identification, then it wouldn't be also about, no, it's not one of the four categories. The Maram Shik. The Maram Shik has a tshuva. I think he writes, it's quoted here, that he writes that it's Aser. He says that the meaning of it, he does bring it. I think what he writes is that the meaning is as if to say that he's going to wherever the Tselem is. We also believe he's going wherever the Tselem is. You know, they say a priest once asked a rabbi, why do rabbis always walk around with their hands behind themselves? You know, always walk around thinking like that. So the rabbi asked the priest, why do you guys always walk around like this? He said, well, I walk around like this. I picture I'm holding my yashka. He says, I'm also picturing him holding my yashka. You know? But he says that it has a... Here's the lashon. It's a piece of the lashon. Also, it's talking about Tzuras. Ashesh yarsha oisin lahamid lamatzeves evin akivram who may inyan avaydasam letu'usam. It's a form of serving their God. Lahastir nishmasam b'seisar k'nafeha, to put the neshama under the wings of the cross. Va'isaisar is a'iva b'leisasei d'leisasu. V'gam b'lav d'leisifnu. Gam nira d'schara yasser. If somebody charges for it, d'schara is asser. D'schara v'd'schara is asser. So he says you can't make it sound. Now whether that's true in 20th century New York, where we don't know how much we feel that out of the Avodah Zarah, I don't know. But he sees that it's a form of Avodah Zarah. I think he means that the Tselem is the Avodah Zarah because a form of serving this Avodah Zarah is putting the bodies under it. That's a form of subservience to the Avodah Zarah.
Put the body first.
They put the body first, so therefore what? No, but that's a form. Well, when I say putting the body under the cross, I mean putting the cross on the body. But, so this is a form of worship. That's what they're saying. A form of
worship.
No, just like if someone bows, if just someone bows to it, it's worship. If someone puts it over a dead body, it's worship. It shows a faith in this in this Salem. That's what he seems to say. Right, but it took on its own. It took on its own meaning. I'll tell you a funny, a strange thing. Look at the Gilyam HaRsha. Gilyam HaRsha. On the side, on here, on the side of the page, can you mashah? Yira ois and sheesh lam sheesh ketzav ois loi. Says those that are four, six. So what have? It's an X. It's a line with an X. One line and a double. I can tell you. Okay, so ois and sheesh ketzav ois loi. He says not. Because of beharosh perak lulav agazel seisim chavav. He says that when you shake the lulav, if you shake it up and down and sideways, that's a telem. So that's sheish ktsavais, and that's okay. Well, Ashkenaz Sfarad both, it's not Ashkenaz and Sfarad, it's Arizal and Shulchan Aruch. It's, I don't know why it became like Ashkenaz Sfarad. It's Arizal is to do. Is to go around and then is to go. Oh no! Shulchan Aruch is to go around and then up and down. Arizal mixes it: right, left, up, front, back, and down. So. It says to go in a circle. It says Shema by Echad. The Shulchan Aruch says to turn your head to all the Ruchas Ha'olam. So you turn a circle rather than what. His chiddush is lahake. The rush. I think it brings a Bala Iter, who talks about doing it only up and down and sideways. He says, but since we do it in all four six directions, so therefore there's no problem. And that's what he says. But so the Marsha is bringing Zaraya. This is Shlomeg is bringing Zaraya that six directions is not a Vayda Zara. If you're telling me the Byzantine line was two, I don't know how much a Raya it is from the Rush. Because here it was three dimensional, back, front, sideways, and up and down. So I don't know.
The tuberculosis sign that double.
Well, the Cancer Society has that type of a thing. I don't know. All right, anyway, the important nekuda, the Ramah says, Lizikarim ba'alma is mutter, and so it's only a zecher is mutter. People ask me about it, I also tell them, you know, it's mutter, but, you know, a Jewish boy, you know, you're going to start selling tzelums is one thing. Now, some people tell me they're in the business, and just to keep the customers happy, they have to have a full line. So then I understand it. It says such a heter by Schaira with Nevelis. Somebody opens a supermarket in Manhattan. So you're not supposed to do schayru with the Nevelis of Treifus. But it says such a hatter, if to have a supermarket for them to come in for things, you have to carry a full line, so you're allowed to carry a full line. So the same thing here, as a card is mutter, and I don't know the numbers, but okay, I'll call upon him next week. Thank you. Thank you.